نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's the first of Muharram, and grief has set in the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts our acts of worship, our grieving in this month, and especially these 10 to 12 days of Muharram, which are extremely sad days in the history of Islam. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are kind of the guests of Imam Ali alayhi salam, trying to understand the words and those deep meanings that are hidden within the book called Nahjul Balagha. And the more we read this book, the more we get used to its terminologies, its messages, definitely it's going to create a powerful impact in our lives and in the lives of all societies, especially the Muslim societies. Keep in mind that Imam Ali alayhi salam is one who saw the whole of the Muslim government, the Islamic government being formed at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he also was the leader of the Muslim world. Especially at a certain point in time, he was also the apparent leader of the Muslim world. He was anyways the leader of the Muslim world after the Holy Prophet ﷺ inherently. But he didn't get the apparent leadership because of the ignorance of the people until finally he was given that position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the apparent sense too also. And we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, in which we are trying to kind of point out some of those tenets and principles that are going to create a strong and, powerful Muslim community. And in the previous session, of course, we had the discussion of the purpose of the messengers and the prophets, which was to remove people from the obedience of the devils.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about removing people from the obedience of the devils and bringing them into the obedience of God, we say that there are two types of devils here. There are the human devils and there are the demonic devils or the jinn devils. And both of them are dangerous, but sometimes the human devil is even more dangerous. And there are examples for this. So for example, sometimes a person may control or may stay away from the devil of the desires. May stay away from it. May block the devil of the desires to come to him. Of the evil desires of, let's say, the carnal desires. But the human devil is such that he kind of creates the situation for the human being to come back to that evil, bad desire that is going to create trouble and strife in the community. A person might fight the devil, getting drunk with beer and alcohol, can stay away from that devil that invites towards these bad things. But then the human being comes and presents these in a beautiful way and provides different opportunities for a human being to get in touch with these things. The devil can just whisper, but the human being can offer in different ways. And this makes the human devil even more powerful. And in fact, sometimes the demonic devils, they are kind of under the control, or you can say under the, you can say that overall apparatus of misguidance that the human devils have created. And as such, we as human beings have to be very careful of staying away from these devils. And that's why the prophets had come to remove people from the obedience of these devils, to break the facade that these evil human beings and these evil demons have created for a man by creating wrong images in the mind and creating false hopes. So the prophets came and brought that truth that shattered this darkness and bring them towards the light.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, the purpose of all of these messengers was that human beings worship God. That means they came with such a powerful message, so much appealing towards the human nature, that when human beings apply them in their lives, they see the changes directly. They see peace in their lives. They see that their lives are becoming better. They feel connection to God. And these things automatically cause people to stay away from darknesses, stay away from worshipping the devil, stay away from worshipping the idols and obeying false human beings and tyrants. And this is what is actually that message of truth. See, the message of truth means that it is that message that makes a person connect with the entity who is the true reality in the whole universe. That message that enlivens the deepest of human concerns and kind of, gives life to the heart of a human being. Now, when such a message comes, then definitely the human being automatically starts to detach himself from worshipping other entities. And by worshipping God, we mean God, worshipping God in all dimensions, in the personal life, in the society, in the intellectual realm, in studies, in knowledge, in all of these things, God is supposed to govern how you live. This is the worshipping of God that we talk about. And this is actually why what we are supposed to aim as human beings. This is why the prophets had come. And they will come with that system in the society, that system in the political sense, that will put everything in place. Every potential will be given the opportunity to flourish in the true direction. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through the right obedience of the right slaves of God, of the messengers and prophets, should be such that we should finally achieve our purpose as an Islamic society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه